This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And we are back. I am Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And it's Dennis Halnon. Don't listen to that guy who talked earlier though, about the 800 number. He doesn't know what he's talking about. 860-522-9842 is the number. But Dennis Halnon comes in and helps me out. He's one of the employee owners of Tab Computer Systems. Helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And we have one line open for you. So you guys have been very busy this morning with us. We do appreciate that. And we're on with Susan still, who is trying to get her iPhone to play with her Chevy. You still there, Susan?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so Dennis did some work here, and he's got some information for you.
All right, well, I just have two questions. Number one, are you connecting the phone to the car while it's unlocked?
Yes.
Okay, number two, are you opening up the CarPlay app while the car is trying to connect to it?
Yes.
All right, and it's not recognizing it.
Well, like I said, it recognizes the car seems to be there,
mm-hmm.
but it keeps buffering like it's trying. It's
right. What is it that's buffering? Is it the car or is it the phone?
It's the phone part. You know, when I'm when I go on. So let me open my phone here. So when I go to settings. Because it tells me to go to the Apple CarPlay settings under general settings. So when I go to the CarPlay, it shows my car and it shows my Chevrolet.
Mm-hmm.
And then underneath is a, you know, just like a buffering thing that keeps, that says other cars.
All right. Are you tapping the CarPlay button on the car screen?
I'm not doing it right now, but
well, I mean, when that happens, do you then open up CarPlay on the car?
I do, and nothing happens.
So this was working on your other cars, right? And you're saying you think it's kind of cheating on you, trying to find other cars to connect to because it isn't like your car.
I don't know. Yeah, it's just weird. I don't know if because that isn't closing out that other cars, you know, that it's just buffering. I don't know.
If it's using a cable, it shouldn't even be looking at other cars. There's only one car at any given moment
right.
that it can ever be talking to through a wire.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Period.
End of story.
How about turning off Bluetooth when you're connected via the wire? I know that when my phone is near my wife's Honda, the Honda keeps saying, hey, why don't you connect? I'm like, I don't want to connect to you.
I haven't tried that.
No, well, and the other thing, too, is you may want to go on your CarPlay app and forget all the other cars you once knew. Start fresh. Maybe it's trying to find the old one. Maybe it misses it. The old car.
I only had one other car that I used it on.
It's trying to find its old connections there, maybe. That's what some folks have said, is just start fresh with it. I like Dennis's idea. You know, when Dennis says it's connected, it should be physically connected. That wire should work. Your car is young enough to understand the interface of the Apple wire there. It shouldn't have any issues there.
Yeah, that's...
Actually, you know what? To tell you the truth, I just realized this is the only car that I've ever used this CarPlay with, because the prior car I had didn't have anything like this.
Oh, okay.
I was using a Garmin.
So you're fresh then. You're the only car.
Yeah.
Is there any other USB port on the car you can connect to? Are you sure you're plugging into the right one?
There's two. There's,
yeah.
You know, one above the other. I've tried both.
Oh, they're right in front of you then.
Yeah, they're right in front of me.
That's convenient. I'm kind of running out of ideas. We've tried those things. We'll put some links up here for you to try some of the instructions, and maybe it's just an order thing as far as what order of how you connect. But when you connect the wire, it should just work.
I was thinking that I was going to contact the dealership and go back there and see if they could help.
Yeah,
They're the ones who hooked up the prior phone to this car for me.
They probably will help you.
Yeah, I would think that they're probably the best answer.
But we need to know why this didn't work.
Yeah, me too. Okay.
So the only thing we want you to do is check in with us and let us know what the deal was as to why that wire didn't work with your car and what they did to make it work.
Okay,
All right.
I can do that.
Have you also tried a different wire? Can you use your husband's wire?
I did, yeah, because that's what my husband suggested. Maybe it was a bad wire, but I tried his new lightning cord,
all right,
and my new lightning cord, and the same thing's happening.
Wow.
Yeah.
Two lightning cords, two different ports. Sounds like she's covered everything.
Right.
I tried.
And you've already done it via Bluetooth, and for some reason you're not able to use the CarPlay via Bluetooth wirelessly. Right?
Yes and no. Yeah. The phone calls and all that, texts and all that will come through now. Mm-hmm.
According to Chevrolet, the CarPlay feature.
Yeah.
Only works on Bluetooth for some car models.
Interesting. So there's our solution. I bet you I figured it out, Susan. You got to force the interface on Bluetooth rather than the wire. Maybe.
Well, the dealer would be the one to know. This article that I'm reading doesn't list which models support CarPlay over Bluetooth.
Right.
Oh, okay.
It just says that only some models will do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, we wouldn't have an answer, but we have some thoughts maybe, but...
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And yeah, I'll check with the dealer and I'll let you guys know how things went.
Sounds good, Susan. Let us know.
Okay, thanks so much.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's a funky one. Especially for current technology like that. It shouldn't be harder for a model that's a 2021 model with a brand new iPhone. It should pretty much have hooked up before she even brought it home. It should have been like, I think you got a Chevy. I'm going to connect to it now. No.
Well, what burns me is that not every car even works the same way.
Oh, I know.
You get different cars, there's a different sequence you have to follow to get the connection going. My friend's car doesn't connect to her phone the same way that my car connects to mine.
Right.
And my mother's car had yet another way of connecting. There's got to be some uniformity.
Bluetooth was the uniformity.
Well, yeah.
But it's not, even that's not uniform.
Right.
All right. Let's go to Riley in Fairfield next. What's happening, Riley? Riley, you there? Uh-oh.
No, this is Larry.
Yeah, that's what I said. What can I do for you, sir?
Oh, I thought I heard Riley.
That's all. Oh, sorry.
Good morning.
Yeah. Morning. What can we do for you?
I'm getting hooked up here in Enfield to GoNet Speed in a week or two.
Congratulations.
Oh, thanks a lot. I think my computer's got Windows Defender on it.
Good.
And I know about OpenDNS. Should I get a free antivirus? And if I do that, do I have to shut off Windows Defender?
You don't. Windows Defender is your free antivirus, and it is okay. We've modified our thinking, and Microsoft, after a decade plus, has finally got an AV that seems to be worthy. So you can use that Defender, and don't buy or add any other. You're fine.
Okay, so that's enough. That's great.
Yeah.
It should be enough.
What kind of speed?
Could you please put up a link for to test what the speed is?
Yes, we'll put up the Ookla link. To do a speed test to see how fast you're going to be going. Now, how many people are in your home there?
Just me and my wife.
Okay. So which one did you sign up for?
The one for $40, I think it's $560.
Nice.
Yeah. I guess that's enough. I just got one computer.
That's enough. It's more than enough. It's a lot. You'll be happy.
I hope so. Did you hear anything about the customer service with them? Is that any good?
It seems very good. They have had a billing issue recently with their new billing interface that I've seen some posts about. But other than that, the service is great.
Okay, so I just go with Windows Defender.
Yeah, just like
and
you are now.
DNS.
Right, and OpenDNS. Yep.
What I have now, I'm with Cox, so I have McAfee.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't need that. All right.
Okay, thanks a lot. Have a good morning.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you.
Another lucky high-speed fiber connector in Enfield. Yeah, I mean, for two people, 150 is probably plenty of bandwidth. You know, I mean, I understand the deal is so good for the 500.
Well, yeah.
But, hey, he'll be happy. Let's go to Antoinette in Fairfield. What's happening, Antoinette?
Yes, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I need some help with the security on my new Apple laptop. I'm not sure what it all means when I go to security, and I just clicked on their firewall today because I figured out what that was, because I was wondering if I already had it, like, on my PC, like the Defender. And when I clicked on the firewall options, it had something that said block all incoming connections. So I clicked that, and automatically came up with the green light, control center and universal control.
Mm-hmm.
So I just left that because I figured I should, but I'm not sure. And I was wondering, with the Apple, does it already have internal security? Do I have to get another security on it, like Avast or whatever you guys recommend?
Mm.
I'm not sure.
Well, it has a firewall, as you know, but it does not have antivirus the way Windows 10 does. The tool that I think we've recommended in the past is Sophos, S-O-P-H-O-S. They have a free Mac antivirus that you can get.
Okay.
And we can get out a link to get to that.
And we probably also want to put a link up there for what your default Apple firewall settings should be. So you could really monkey with this to the point where you're going to lock yourself out of you're not going to be able to communicate with anything, right? You're going to click on some buttons.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of from the past with the PC and my brother and son yelling at me. Don't do that. You know, I'm just clicking.
Right.
In general, where it says log in with password after 5 minutes, I should keep that. And
right.
Then it has a firewall vault.
Yeah, you're definitely.
I didn't touch that.
Yeah, we'll put some links up there to some recommended Apple firewall settings to give you more security. But it is a pretty secure system. It did get in the news lately with an update that had to happen. You probably applied the update, right, Antoinette?
Yes, I just figured that out this morning after you guys talked about it.
Nice.
It came automatically on the iPad, but I had to figure out, I'm still learning how to use the Apple, the settings where that was on the laptop. So I did that, and it said it was up to date.
Great. Yeah, that's good.
Now, can I ask one quick question on that? Because as I was looking through the options, should I have keep it at automatically update?
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Okay. All righty. Okay. I appreciate your help.
Yep. Thank you for calling. We'll put a link up there for you for those settings on the firewall. Be careful.
Thank you so much.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye. Sometimes, we always talk about don't be a computer neatnik. People go in and they delete stuff to clean things up and end up blowing away their part of the Windows operating system. You can kind of do the same thing if you're trying to be too, quote unquote, secure. You find yourself breaking connectors to email, to all sorts of things.
Well, a long time ago, a friend of mine called me up and said he didn't have any internet service. What's going on? And I ended up going over there.
Yeah.
He said, I decided that I went into my router and I blocked all incoming traffic because I didn't want anything to get into my computer and hack it.
Well, that'll do it.
Well, yeah, he closed himself off from the internet.
That'll keep you safe.
Fortunately, it was just a click and then a save button to fix it.
Right. But had he not known you, he could have been there all day trying to figure out which ports to open. Now, in general, in a business environment, you do set everything to deny all, and then you open the ports that are necessary,
correct.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's the way you should be doing it. But even in the old days, that wasn't even done that way. You know, 65,000 ports are available on a firewall, and there's bad guys that can try to leverage all of them. So the idea here is you turn all the ports off, and then you open up the ones you want to send through, whether it be mail ports or internet ports or FTP ports or you name them. There are all sorts of different ports that are designed for different things. And you can also customize ports to be used for those things that are normally used for something else, so it can get even more confusing. But messing with your firewall on your actual computer can be a probably not yeah. something you want to do. You want to leave it as a default. All right. Another call here, Carolyn. You okay with that? Yep. Going to Jim in New Hartford. What's happening, Jim?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, a woman several callers back called about the third-party notification when she did some of her Gmail, whatever.
Yeah.
At the end, she said that her Apple devices, there's no way to mark mail as junk mail, and there actually is in your inbox where the list of messages are.
Mm-hmm.
If you hold and drag slowly the message to the left, it'll show more, flag, and trash or delete. And if you click more, then that gives you another drop down list, and under that, you scroll up and it'll say move to junk, and that will block the sender.
Whoa, wow, thank you. Because yeah, I don't think anybody would have intuitively figured that out.
Yeah, I was thinking, man, yeah, I've always had that problem. So I just, in the meantime, I've been kind of playing with it. I'm like, son of a gun, there is a way to get rid of the...
yeah, because most people just swipe quickly. Just swipe it quickly. And
delete, yeah.
Who would even think to do it slowly? But that makes sense.
Yeah, but these days, the junk, the spammers, they just, there's millions of... email addresses out there. I wish there was a way you could flag it, anything with this kind of subject matter.
Mm.
We get a lot of, like, congrats to you, you know, the misspellings and stuff. And
right.
If we could just say any subject matter that has congrats to you, get rid of it. You know?
You might be able to do something like that on your mail provider side.
I would like say log into the web interface for your mail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you should be able to get into settings and create rules of that kind.
Right. Yep. That'd be my next step too. Because I get hundreds and hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so annoying. So, anyways, I hope I helped.
Yeah,
her.
I think you did. Thank you, Jim.
Okay. All right, guys. Have a good one.
Yep, much appreciated.
Bye bye. Yeah, we love it when you guys let us know about stuff. We don't use everything. We don't know everything. We just do our best here. Did you guys know this? I'm just going to bring this out as a public service. I know it doesn't have any technology related angle here whatsoever, but in the same vein as a Choco Taco being discontinued, have you heard about Dairy Queen discontinuing chocolate shots, otherwise known as Jimmy's, otherwise known as Sprinkles, wherever you're coming from?
What?
Yes. How do you discontinue a chocolate shot? Now, I could be ahead of the curve when it comes to news. This could be something that shows up on your news. Morgan could be talking about it in a couple days. Who knows? But it seems like they're leaking this out slowly to those of us who just like a chocolate shot on our vanilla cone. Right? No, you can't have it. It's been discontinued. How do you discontinue chocolate? The guy said it to me. We had gone twice. I don't go there often. I mean, it looks like I do, but I don't go there often. And when we do, we went to two different Dairy Queens. Yeah, we're discontinuing chocolate shots. That's did you know that?
No.
Right? I mean, I'm probably participating in their marketing effort and saying, you know, we're going to tell everybody we're discontinuing chocolate shots, so we talk about Dairy Queen. But I just think it's a travesty, right? I mean, I could just eat the chocolate shots and forget the ice cream. So I'm just doing a public service for you there. We'll step out for a quick break. Four lines open for you guys. Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. So, while we were doing whatever we were doing, someone was calling Carolyn saying, hey, I got an update to you on how to use Apple CarPlay in GM cars. Now, the last caller, we were puzzling as to why her Apple device wasn't talking to the CarPlay properly. And she said she had two USB ports in the dash right in front of her.
Right.
And we're like, okay, she must know her car. It's her car. Well, according to this caller, if you're still listening out there, you have a center console USB port. Because I guess GM figures you're going to put your phone on your center console to rest, and it might be more convenient to plug it into that port, I guess. So go look inside your car to see if you have a USB port in your center console and plug it in there. And if it works, A, you need to call us back and let us know. And B, we got to thank your listeners out there who are out in WTIC radio world.
Wow, it's great that somebody called in and let us know.
Yep.
Because I wouldn't have thought of that.
It crossed my mind because that's how my wife's works, but I didn't say it. I'm like, nah, she knows where her USB ports are. But it does make sense. And this is another issue when it comes to technology. You would think all ports are going to do the same thing for all devices. Why would you want to charge your device on the two up front versus all of them having the ability to communicate? Why wouldn't they be on the same hub, right? Well,
yeah, and we deal with that with computers too, because not all USB ports on a computer are quite equal either.
Right.
Some of them are high-speed ports, and some of them are USB 2.0.
And some of them charge, and some of them don't.
Yeah, and you know, I get into the position where I have to explain that to a customer. You know, look for a particular little symbol next to it, or
the color.
Is the tongue inside the socket a particular color?
Yeah,
yeah, and none of that is intuitive.
None of it. I plugged a thumb drive into one of my computers at home, and it turned off the other USB port. I couldn't use the mouse. I mean, that shouldn't even happen. Yeah, that shouldn't even happen. Why? And I can plug in other thumb drives, and it works fine. This particular thumb drive turned off my mouse.
Oh, you're kidding me. I have not heard of that.
I know.
Oh.
I'm sitting there. I'm just saying to myself, I can't believe I'm in this business. It's not supposed to work that way. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Four lines wide open. You guys are really busy with us in the morning here, but we still are going to have another half an hour. Feel free to get online. 860-522 is the number. Everything we talked about has been posted over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. And if you're Mike G's out there, posting everything to our Facebook page. Now, our Facebook page is over at Tab Computer Systems, and if you like our Facebook page at Tab Computer Systems, you will get these into your newsfeed if Zuckerberg deems it worthy and you're not in Australia. And if you happen to follow us via Twitter, even though Elon may not be buying it, that's a crying shame, Tab Computer Sys will tweet this stuff out to you too, and you can share it with your friends. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back. Dennis and I are here till 11 o'clock, and then Dr. Alessi will be in with Healthy Rounds. He'll give you a second opinion on your health advice. And so stick around for that. But until then, two lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number, the only number. You can also email us here in the studio at gethelp@tabbing.com. And we'll do our best. You can also comment on the Facebook page. Over at WTIC's Facebook, a lot of action happening there. Carmen was commenting about the whole Apple CarPlay thing as we were talking about it. And I didn't get a chance to see it until our break. But he had all sorts of input for you. But let's get to your calls. We're going to go to Diane in Southbury first. What's cooking, Diane?
Hi. When I go to, regarding the Apple debacle, I'm not seeing any updates on my iPad or iPhone beyond the 15.6.1.
All right. Now, I'm not sure if 15.6.1 is the latest. Do you know?
I just watched a YouTube thing, and they said there should be something beyond that.
Well, we're looking it up right now, what the latest iOS update is.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Let's see. August 19th, 2022, I'm reading a 9 to 5 Mac story. And it's talking about iOS 15.6.1 that has the latest security fixes.
So you're good.
Oh. I think you are good.
Perfect. Can I ask you one more quick question?
Yeah.
I've heard that the government plans on going to a digital monetary system. And I'm just wondering how that can be with everybody's wallets getting hacked and all the problems with digital money. Why are they planning in the future on making us go over to a complete digital system?
I don't know that our currency is going to become digital. Who told you that?
Yeah.
I've just been hearing it here and there that it's already been approved and they're going to be slowly implementing it to keep up with other countries.
Well, other countries haven't even done the same thing, so I don't know why we would.
Well, there is a crazy country in like South in Central America that has.
Well, they've said that it's legal tender there, but they haven't converted their own currency to that. They still issue their own currency.
Do they? They do both.
Yeah.
I don't know, Diane. I hope that's not the case. I do know that they have been talking about regulating it. I've seen articles about cease and desist on it. The idea of digital currency is supposed to be an anonymity. And,
you know, but to do away with cash and just make it everything
right
digital.
Well, I think there'd be a big outcry to do away with cash.
Yeah, what you're talking about is a little different from what I was originally thinking, which is that we were going to be changed to cryptocurrency.
Right.
But even then,
if we do that, that's scary.
Even then, I don't see how cash is going to be done away with.
Yeah, how do we pay the Iranians?
I don't see it.
Right? How do we pay the Iranians if we can't use cash? No, I think cash will be around here for a while.
Okie doke.
We'll see. I hope it's around for a while. But then again, of course, you get Venmo and all those things that people are transferring. You know, hey, I want to buy your table and $200. The government wants to tax you on that. Mm-hmm. They want to know that occurred, whereas cash or a tag sale.
To be able to see what everybody's got in their wallet.
But somehow the big hedge funds get away with all sorts of murder when it comes to taxes, but they want to get their $2 on your. On the sale of your table. Right. Mm-hmm. The little guy. So exactly.
Like the whole IRS.
Oh, my gosh. Don't get me going. Don't get me started. But your question is a good one. Let's hope that cash will still be around for a while because know it is. Cash is king. Also, make sure you tip your servers in cash. They love that much better than the credit.
Oh, that's true.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, Diane.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You got it.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Because you can break it up. You can go ahead and put the payment on the credit card and give the server cash. They do appreciate that more. All right. Let's go on to Michelle in Durham. What's happening, Michelle?
Hi.
Hi. What's up?
I'm calling it. I have a Dell desktop computer, and something really strange happened. When it was updating, and it is connected to the Ethernet, we probably lost power. And during the update, and this was kind of bizarre, it reverted back to the 8.1 word with an Internet Explorer that I had years ago. And then when I tried to log in, it kept asking for my old Microsoft Outlook password just to get in to see what was going on.
Mm. And you were able to get in?
I was able to get in, which is kind of weird. And I was able to add Google or, the Google Chrome or Google just to... you know, get rid of the Internet Explorer.
Right.
But my files that came up were old files, and it just seemed to me that I remember when logging in, I always had, Michelle Administrator and then Other User or something like that. There was always the two screens, and I always did Administrator, and I always had my updated desktop with the Windows 10 with all of the latest bells and whistles, but somehow the whole thing reverted back, and I never heard of anything so strange.
Well, you're not alone.
You are not alone, what we think happened is that during your power failure, the operating system was corrupted, and when it booted up, it went back to its last known good recovery point, which happened to have been Windows 8.1. And on that version of the operating system, you had last logged in as a different user.
Mm-hmm.
So, first thing that I would do is switch user over to the user that you have been using, which I think you said was administrator?
Yeah.
Okay.
I
switch user to administrator. And then you should start seeing at least something that resembles the desktop that you had with Windows 10. It won't be exactly the same, but you'll have the same icons, and it should, like I said, it should resemble what you had. And then the second thing you're going to do is you're going to upgrade it to Windows 10.
Yeah.
And we can get a link out to that.
Okay. I don't know if, like, right now it's booting up, and I'm going to see if I still see that option to sign in. Because when I tried to sign in, and switch user, it wouldn't allow me to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like I'll go to.
She probably was an admin, right? At the time.
Oh yeah, I think it was always. Yeah.
But you know. Once you log in, you have to do the upgrade. But the other aspect of this that we have to let everybody know is you need to make sure you have your recovery point set on your machine, because you've done numerous updates to Windows 10.
Yeah, they're on automatic. Mm-hmm.
But they may not be creating them in a right interval, or you haven't set enough space for them to be created, because for them to find every single recovery point damage back to the Windows 8 update is pretty unique. I mean, but you're not alone. It has happened to other people.
Yes, this is a phenomenon.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
I don't know if it's because of the sign-in. Right now, when I click on my name, it just says change account picture or lock or sign out. As I'm looking at it on the screen now,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought when I was playing around with it, I thought I saw switch user, but I'm sure I tried switch user and I couldn't. Because I was thinking maybe that's the only possible thing that could have made a different screen with all my old files come up.
No, if your operating system is Windows 8, it would be the same for the other user, if that's what you're trying to ask. Is that what you're asking?
I think so. In other words, if I'm signed in.
Yeah. Well, if you're signed in, no matter where you signed in, your operating system is reverted to Windows 8 because that was a recovery point, no matter who you sign in as.
Yeah.
So you just need to update it to 10.
Yeah,
now it's showing like Microsoft Edge and all of that and Bing and all of those that I didn't like. And now that it came up, your PC is at risk.
Yes.
Check status.
Right, because it's
Windows 8.
Windows 8.
It is telling you all the things that Microsoft now is going to nag you to do to update.
Yeah, yeah.
So you do have to go back and update. And then once you've updated to Windows 10 again, go and look at your recovery settings and make sure you have enough space allocated, number one. Maybe your hard drive is so small that it doesn't have enough room to even make the recovery points, right? Because there's got to be a reason you don't have any from all the Windows 10 updates that occurred. And the only logical one I can think of is you don't have enough space to hold them.
I don't know. It said that I needed a key in order to update.
A key?
Yeah, from a Windows 8 key.
Yep.
In other words, I guess I just...
You got to go find your license from the old Windows 8 box.
Yeah, and I'm not able to find that.
Oh, great. However, there are some links out there, I think, still for some free Windows 10 upgrades that may not require the key.
Yeah.
We'll try to find a link to that.
Well, the link that I've got will load what's called the Upgrade Assistant, and that will do it.
There you go.
It will find the key that you should have on the system. It's actually embedded in the hardware, and then it will give you Windows 10.
All right. Should I accept and get started for automatic updates? It says here.
You don't even need to worry about that right now. What you do need to worry about is getting the computer back to Windows 10.
Yep.
Okay. And again, the way to do that would be.
Well, we're going to put out a link on our website, and Mike G is going to post it to Facebook and Twitter.
And you can find it there. Use the update up the helper there software. It's going to update your machine for you. And then you'll be...
So if I go into Facebook, how would I then...
You can go to the links that are there on Facebook for this updater, or on computertalkwithtab.com. Our website will have it too.
Mm-hmm. Computertalk.
WithTab.com, all spelled out.
And there'll be a link for updating Windows 10?
Yes.
Yeah, just search the page for download Windows 10.
Okay. And then after that, you said check something about recovery?
After you're upgraded, then go look at the recovery configuration on the system to see if you have enough room to even set recovery points. We can put a link up there to that as well as to how that works, how to understand recovery points. Because clearly, all your Windows 10 updates should have given you at least a recovery point within Windows 10. Because you probably did this Windows 8 upgrade a year and a half ago or even longer, right?
Oh, longer. Eight years maybe.
So it's odd that you have no other recovery points. The only reason you might not is because the hard drive is so small, it can't house any. That's my thinking. And if that's the case, you're going to be back in the same boat again if something goes wrong with your power out there in Durham.
Yeah. The only thing I'd like to do is, retrieve my files. And then I was thinking of a new desktop, because I do like desktops. I just like them laptops and things. Would you recommend a new particular one?
You can pick any. We're fans of HP when it comes to laptops, but desktops they do fine as well.
Yes, I did ask for your help on the laptop, and I was very happy with the HP Envy.
Yeah, good. Yeah, the Envy is great. So look at the look at HP for desktops and make sure you're getting an 11th gen CPU, 16 gigs of RAM, and half a terabyte or 500 megabytes of gigabytes of solid state drive. That's what you're looking for. Now, as far as
11th gen
CPU.
16 gigs of RAM, 500 gigs of
solid state hard drive.
Solid state.
something.
All right.
Now, your data being missing is also concerning in that if you can't find your files, it shouldn't have impacted your files. They're probably still there, right, Dennis?
They are there.
Yeah.
What happened was the old operating system had last been logged into by a different user account.
Right.
So it just went back to that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But all of that data is still there.
Yeah.
When you go forward to Windows 10, it's probably going to even default to the account that it had when it was Windows 10, but maybe not. Either way, the Windows 10 login screen is going to have another user button at the lower left. You click that, and you check the other accounts, and you log into the other account.
Okay, Michelle, we got
to
go.
This would not to complicate matters, but this would have nothing to do with like a home group, like if I ever checked my email from my home for work.
No.
This all blew up when you
had the issue. We got to go, Michelle. We're running out of time. I think Carolyn's going
to yell at me. Thanks. You've been so helpful. Thanks again.
Yep. Good luck.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're here till 11. Three lines open for you, 860-522-9842. And then Dr. Alessi will be in with Healthy Rounds. Everything we talked about is posted and available to you guys. You don't have to remember those links. It's not easy to do, and we might find you're the wrong place if you start Googling some of this stuff.
Yeah, all you have to do is remember to go to our website or our Twitter feed or Facebook feed.
Yeah, and Facebook to
it's a little
Dennis,
iffy.
You never know if you're going to get the links.
Like Eric's been posting stuff on his Facebook stream, and I'm not seeing it.
Yeah,
and I have a friend who posts stuff to Facebook, and I never see it unless I go to their pages.
Right, the puppet master Zuckerberg has not deemed you worthy.
It drives me crazy.
I know. So that's exactly right. So let's go to your calls. We got Mike in Enfield. What's going on there, Mike?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Hey, we just got GoNet speed in my town, and I made an appointment to switch over.
Awesome.
In another week, another week and a half. And after I made the appointment, I realized right now I have Cox and I have internet and phone through them.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, hey, I still have my home phone, and I heard you guys mention UMA in the past.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking about that, but I guess my other option would be I could keep Cox for the phone only, but then that just seems really expensive for something I don't use a lot.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot more expensive than UMA that will be, that's for sure.
UMA's like $5. It's practically free. They just got to pay for your taxes in the War of 1812.
Yeah, and won't I have to still have, if I'm keeping Cox for the phone, I'll have to still have their device or my own device for the phone? Okay.
Yeah, you would. The other thing you got to make sure you guys all think about, too, is when you cut the cable, which is great, if you're using their email box, for anything, you need to make sure you migrate your stuff over to a different mailbox. Are you using Cox.net for any emails?
No.
Oh, you're good. You're good there then. You're gonna enjoy the high speed fiber and go over to UMA if you really want to use that number. You just port it over to UMA, connect their box, the UMA box, to your network, your internet service, and it'll work like a regular phone, or finally get rid of it. Do you have a cell phone?
Yeah, I do, yeah. I don't know why I keep my home phone anymore. It's just one of those relics I want to keep around for whatever reason.
Well, that's exactly what you just said there is the reason you're doing it. I was talking to a guy yesterday, a prospect, who was talking about, I hate monthly costs. Well, he's got $1,800 a month in Amazon Web Services. I'm like, you hate monthly costs, you're paying $129,000 for a server over 6 years.
What?
And I'm like, okay. So again, Mike, get rid of your phone because you don't need it anymore. Your cell phone is really going to be what you need.
Yeah.
We got rid of the buggy whip. We got rid of we got rid of those cranks on the front of the cars, right? So you're going to enjoy the high speed fiber.
All right. Hey, thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep. You got it, Mike. Right. But do keep that in mind. If you are using the cable service's email box, you might have logged into a bazillion things using that email box.
Right.
So a way to deal with that is to pause your service. You can always pause your service like you're going on vacation. It's like $9. And then you can take your time cutting over to a new mail service. Now, what's your new mail service going to be? I would recommend Proton. It's a Swiss company. It's encrypted, and it's something that gives you some security versus free stuff from Gmail or Hotmail or Outlook.com. Buy your mailbox. It is as important as anything these days. You're paying an arm and a leg for your mailbox out front of your house. You may as well pay for an email box that actually is how you're going to communicate in the future, right? So keep that in mind. Proton does a good job, and it's very affordable. Let's go to Southington and Susan. What's happening there, Susan?
You know, while I was on hold, I think the woman before me might have asked the same questions that I have.
Okay.
This was because we got, you know, a flyer from Frontier. They're putting it in, the fiber on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the big questions I had was, we have Cox now, and I have them as our email address. So, what do I do about that?
Yes, you need an alternative. I don't think when you fire Cox, they're going to keep your mailbox running forever. So you need to choose a new service. So Frontier probably offers a mailbox. So you can get a mailbox from Frontier with your service. GoNetSpeed in Southington does not offer a mailbox yet. So you would need a third party like Proton as an option for you. But you need to consider a mailbox if you do go to that way. Okay, Susan?
All right. I think I'm going to have to call you next Saturday because
we'll be here.
You're running up a gift for the box.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
What you discussed be on your website?
Oh, yeah. The whole show is podcasted. If you go and download the Odyssey app, you can listen to this station forever. There's so much content out there, including our show. You'll never miss a show again.
Odyssey app. Okay.
We'll put a link up there as well. All right, Susan, we got to go.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I want to thank all you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning. I want to thank Carolyn for producing. I want to thank Mike G for doing everything he's doing for us. And
remember, we want you to be geeks too.
We'll see you next Saturday.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.